This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
So welcome to the Screwtape Letters podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Time. We'd just like to introduce both of us to our audience. I'm Ian Faith.
I'm Galen Belinsky.
And we're the voices you've heard discussing everything within C.S. Lewis's letters, within the Screwtape Letters, and also then breaking it down and talking about confronting evil in our time, because you've only got to watch the news for 2 minutes and you realize that evil is alive and well and active in this world.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've heard us audio, but we want to introduce ourselves to you and just get to you, our audience, to know us a little bit more personally.
I'll give you an opportunity to put a face to the name. Sorry to disappoint. This is all there is. But yeah. This is it. But then also just share a little bit about who we are, what we're all about, and really how the podcast came to be. And I just want to say, Ian, he'll never take credit for this, but this is Ian's idea. He'd been talking to me about this for a long time. He said, you know, the Screwtape Letters, it's such a profound book. It's got such great commentary on the culture today. I feel like it's a lost body of work that needs to be brought back, and just someone needs to just talk through it in a simple way. And, you know, I was starting to think about it. It's like, you know, what is it, the 31 letters? Yeah. Super easy. It's like perfect format. So this whole thing is Ian's brainchild. And I want to thank you for the idea.
Oh,
thank you for asking
you for
me to be part of it. Like, I'm not qualified to do it. I'm not trying to make anything happen, but it's really been a lot of fun. And I think since we've gotten going with the episodes, really seeing how he's constantly unpacking just really great timeless truth that has so much corollary overlay to the world today.
You said we're not qualified for this. I think that's a brilliant point to bring up, right? Because who is qualified to fight evil?
Sure.
But the reality is, unless we do, we just end up in a really bad place. And for everyone listening out there, you know that you struggle with this. You lay in bed with your eyes staring at the ceiling, not sleeping because of anxiety, because of other forces in your world that don't let you just be at peace.
Right.
And so I think we actually are all qualified. We just have to take that mantle and start the fight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you for the ideation credit, but I couldn't have done it without you.
I appreciate it.
It was inspiring. It's funny. Yeah. I was actually going to call you yesterday because I was going through my voice recorder on my phone with ideas I put down, song ideas and things, and I found something from over a year ago, which it's like a minute clip about how we need to do something in this world to push back against the evil forces.
Really?
And I was stunned because I think it was even before
this
conception.
Yeah. Started, yeah.
Which is amazing that you put things out there into the universe and all of a sudden, you know, they come true. And
a lot of times God plants an idea and he puts the idea in because that seed might take a little bit of time to get watered and germinate, but you know, it's there for a reason. That's really interesting.
Why don't you first tell people about who you are, Galen, and introduce yourself, and then I'll go next. And
yeah, we'll do a
maybe
quick,
a little bit of a testimony.
Yeah,
as well.
Quick flyby sharing of my story and testimony. So my name's Galen Belinsky. I've been in ministry for a long time, so I'm currently a pastor, actually getting ready to launch out of the church that I'm at and launch into. We're starting a new ministry.
She's so
work
exciting.
On the other side of the country. Yeah, we'll probably share more about that.
Yep.
Starting Vessels Ministry, kind of basically laying the groundwork for a church plant and starting a family business as well. But I've been in ministry a long time. I'm married. I've referenced my wife and kids on the show. Beautiful woman, Juliana. She's an amazing woman of God. She's an amazing musician. She's a doctorate in piano performance, collaborative piano. We have two children. Judah is 3 years old. Alethea is 9 months old right now. So two kids under, or three or under. So we're having a blast. But yeah, we've been married 7 years, been doing life out here in Phoenix, Arizona, currently getting ready to return home to Pennsylvania. But my wife and I both have just a passion for using our lives as ministry. So we've had seasons of life where I've done vocational ministry, working as a pastor or director in ministry positions, and had seasons of life where we're not necessarily doing it for a living, but just have a heart and a passion for using our lives to count for Jesus, so that our lives, everything that we do, has an impact of adding value to those around us and trying to change the landscape of the world to impact eternity and bring glory to God.
How did you come to Jesus?
So yeah, I grew up in a Christian home, again in Pennsylvania. And I came to know Jesus at a very young age. It was a very simple faith. It was a childlike faith. It was something as simple as, I believe, an altar call at a church service, just preaching the simple facts of the gospel, and believed with a childlike faith, and just had a slow, continual growth and walk with the Lord. I did have a season in my later teens, early 20s. I wouldn't call them prodigal years, but definitely years of, we went through some family struggles and things like that. And just kind of wandered from the Lord a little bit, just kind of let the fire burn out. But I had some good people in my life that really challenged me, that really spoke truth into my life and kind of got me on fire for the Lord again, and God kind of used those years in my early 20s to kind of call me back to Him, kind of reestablish me in life, and been kind of walking with Jesus and ever since, and pursuing a lot of vocational ministry since then.
If you ever read the Screwtape Letters, there's a whole story about how you wander from God.
That's true. That's true. everyone's story can relate to stuff going on in the Screwtape Letters.
Yeah, which is why it's so brilliant. Yeah. And I think inspired. For the audience, my name's Ian Faith. I came to Jesus at a very young age. I was considering actually going into the church when I was younger. And got pulled into music. I was in the music industry, and like your story, I got pulled away from church community, from church. I prayed a lot and all the time. But it's amazing what C.S. Lewis has done within that book, is reminding us of the things that we try and equivocate and go, you don't really need to go to church. You don't really need to congregate with other believers. You can just do it on your own.
Mm.
But you can't.
Right.
The body of Christ, it's all of us together. It's people together. I was having a chat Sunday with a friend who said that he just watches it on video. It's good. And I'm like, you can't do that.
You can't just watch church from home. Right. There's a body element. Yeah.
Right. It's,
yeah.
You've
got Don't forsake the assembling of the people of God. You know, something special happens when we come together. In the New Testament, they're literally breaking bread.
Yeah.
You know, something special about that.
So I grew up in England, moved to Australia for 5 years, and then came to America in the 90s. And married my beautiful wife, Allison, and two boys, Oliver and Winston. Oliver's just about to go off to college, and Winston's just about to be a sophomore in school. So extremely blessed with the life I have. I just try and stay thankful all the time. I wear my gratitude hat all the time. And my favorite quote from the Bible that I've had on songs and I have T-shirts with on is, don't be afraid. Because I think people live too much in fear. And if I look at the overarching theme of the Bible as don't be afraid, fear not. It says it, they say sometimes 365 times.
Right.
One for every day of the year. You know, don't be afraid. So, you know, life here in Scottsdale is amazing, amazingly blessed, and just amazingly blessed to have met you and have put the Screwtape Letters podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Time, together. And to our audience, thank you for being part of this with us and helping us drive the journey and just helping us spread the word with it as well. It's extremely powerful copy, an extremely powerful message behind it. And if it doesn't get you thinking, you got bigger problems, I think. Yeah.
that's a fact. Open your eyes a little bit. But yeah, I want to say thank you to everyone who's joined us, listened. Also want to remind you guys to go to the Screwtape Podcast,
Screwtape Letters Podcast
website, screwtapeletterspodcast.com. Subscribe in the various channels. And we'd also love to hear from you. We've got, if you've listened, a lot of C.S. Lewis's content, Screwtape Letters especially, lends itself to follow-up questions and other thoughts. And there's, we talk about it all the time, there's no way we could cover everything that he talks about right. in the letter. If we miss something, if we misspeak, there's a question that you guys have, we'd love to hear from you guys as well, be able to feature that on the show and hear from our audience.
We'll see you next time on the Screwtape Letters podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Time.